Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status. Big XL. Sam Caesar, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all gonna learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, AKTM, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop.
One more time, let's get it in.
Legendary status, Big XL, Sam Caesar, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all gonna learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable, it's the incredible. PZ, AKTF, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop.
What up, world? It's your boy, Vic XL, and this is the Riding Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life, man. Got to say one time for the good people over at WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta, FM radio home for 15-plus years. Also, make sure you check us out Thursday night, Friday morning from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Also, got to say one time for the good people over at Live365.com. Last year during the pandemic, we were able to partner up with Live365.com and launch our very own media-based tracking internet radio station. Now, for all the people out there who don't understand what media-based means that any artist whose music is properly registered through BMI, CSAC, or ASCAP, then you will receive points towards your royalties for radio play anytime play on a Live365 affiliate. All right, we launched our station, Ride95. The way to access our station is easy. All you got to do is go to the Live365 search engine. There's over 2,000 internet radio stations there. Type in Ride95, and that's RIDE, the number 9, the number 5. Click on the station logo, and you'll have music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Now, the way to access this via your mobile device is also just as easy. Be sure to download the Live365 app. Once you download the app, go to the search engine, type in Ride95, click on the station logo, and again, music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Definitely, again, one time for the good people over at Live365 for giving us this opportunity to further our mission and our vision and bring you what's next in hip-hop and R&B, okay? All right, log in, lock us in. All right. Now, one time for our sponsors, the good people over at Mary Sweet Treats. Make sure you treat your taste buds to some delicious homemade treats. Also, one time for the good people over at J. Lawson Music Group, home of Atlanta's first ever supergroup, Fulton County, which features Kilo Ali, DJ Taz, and Mr. Flamboyant. One time for Liquor Lollipops, premium hard candy designed to taste like your favorite alcoholic beverage. Over 15 flavors to get your taste buds drunk. One time for El Carnel Michelada Mix, the best homemade Michelada Mix and gummies this side of the border. And last but not least, one time for the good people over at Hunted Band Run Clothing Company. Brought to you by the Burning 50. Luxury clothing designed especially for the baller in you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, now it's time for me to move aside, shut my mouth, and do what I like doing most. And that's talking to the people on the street, the people that are definitely changing the world through arts, entertainment, music, culture, entrepreneurship, business, religion. However the world is being changed moment by moment, this is the platform for those people to tell their story. And tonight is no different than any other night. So welcome to the Ride and Dirty platform, Mr. FAC Marlowe. What's going on, my G?
Man, what's good, bro?
What's good? All right, the first thing I want to ask, because I want to make sure I got it correct. Is it FAC Marlowe or Fact Marlowe?
Yeah, it's Fact Marlowe. FAC standing for Family Always Counts.
Okay, now I knew what the FAC stood for, but I didn't know if you pronounced it out or if you acronymed. All right, so Fact Marlowe. I always like to start the show off by saying thank you for giving us the opportunity to speak to you and giving us the time to introduce you to our fans and the people that definitely appreciate what's next, what's new, and what's hot.
Man, I appreciate you, man.
All right, so, man, let's get into it. The first thing, we got to get it straight. Let the people know where you're from. And what was your introduction to the music business?
Hey, what's good? It's your boy, Fact Marlowe. I'm from Pittsburgh, PA. And what really got me into music was just like, it's like a digital diary, you feel me?
Okay. All right. It's definitely a way of tracking your life and letting the people know what has gone on, what's going on, and what's about to go on. All right. Now, being from Pittsburgh, man, what made you realize that you had a talent to pursue your dream?
Man, so basically, like, I've always been, like, the type of individual to have a whole bunch of people support me, you know what I mean? So when I started doing music, I did a CD, and then this is how I knew it, though. I did a CD, and then I went and pushed up some copies and just went to school and sold 500 copies, then I was like, oh, yeah. And then I started winning all these talent shows and et cetera. And then everybody always related to me and my story, you feel me? So that's what basically just got me started, like, and I just kept going ever since, you know?
All right, so you just, like, what year did you put this CD out? And, like, how did you even know you know how to rhyme?
Oh, so basically, it was like fifth grade. I'm 27 now, so that was like fifth grade. I went and it was me and my homie Quincy, and I was like, we was always trying to find out like a software to record music and whatnot. And I finally found this program. It was called Mixcraft, and then I got a computer mic, and I went on there and I started experimenting with the program. Made some beats on there. Next thing you know, I just, like, learned it real fast. Like, it took me, like, a day or two, and then I recorded it. And then I got CDs. I put them in there, and then I burned the CDs. Had, like, 10 songs. And just, I said, fuck it. And went to school and just sold that shit. I sold 500 copies.
Man. Okay, now, once the people got those copies in their hand and got to check out what you had to offer as an artist, what was their response?
Oh, they loved it. They just wanted more and more, so I just kept recording. That's all I did. I was I used to play sports and whatnot, and then I just said, forget all that, and I just started recording. That's all I did, man. I just started making a lot of money off of that.
All right, now, how long did it take for you to find yourself on the microphone? Because a lot of people record, but it takes a while for you to just find that style, that chemistry that works best for you. How long did that process take for you?
Yeah, so basically, I still had the same style as I had back then. So I ain't never changed nothing up. I'm the same style and everything worked out as planned, you know. So right now, shit's just booming. You know, a couple years ago, shit held me back from a lot of situations because I was on parole and whatnot. So I couldn't move around like I was supposed to move around and do what I need to do. And now I finally got the opportunity to I'm just going to go full-fledged, you know, like, and how I notice everything is coming together is just like every time I drop a YouTube video and shit now, you know what I mean? Every time I drop a music video, I give it like a week. That shit like 100, 200,000 views now and shit.
Okay. All right, now what's it like growing up in Pittsburgh? Pittsburgh is definitely known for Wiz Khalifa. There's another artist in Pittsburgh. I cannot put my finger on his name right now. But what's it like growing up in Pittsburgh for hip-hop?
Basically, it's just the same old as every city, you know? Like, there's a lot of artists trying to make it out. There's a lot of talent, you know, but nobody supports each other, you know? Like, you're going to die before you make it out. They go try to kill you before you even try to make it out. So that's the situation with that. You know, so me, I just stay in my own lane. You got to stay in your own lane, know where to go and know what to do, or you go die. You feel me? You go straight die. They go kill you. That's how it works. Mm-hmm.
All right, now, Boosie once said that most artists are most likely to be killed in the city they're trying to escape. Do you agree with that statement, and if so, why?
So I agree with that statement because there's a lot of jealousy from the place that you're from. You know, a lot of people want to be in your shoes, have your lifestyle, et cetera, you know. So it's like you got to watch out for certain individuals because certain individuals envy too much. And that's why I agree with that, you know.
No doubt. Man, I've noticed that you're definitely out and about promoting your music. You were recently interviewed on This Is 50. You recently interviewed on All Hip Hop. You've been here in the ATL. Music being played on Phoenix 98. Man, tell me what that promotion grind is like and why is that so important? Because there are a lot of artists who watch this show, and they don't really know how to market themselves.
Yeah, so basically that's important because you got to get your face out there. You got to build connections, you know. And if you don't do that, then you're never going to be nowhere you need to be. I mean, you can still do some shit over, like, line and whatnot, but it's better in person sometimes, too. And, like, I met a lot of people through doing that, you know. I like to give a shout-out to Rail Carter, Devin, and Kiara for helping me put that shit together, you know. So I love it.
All right, now.
I love it.
All right, now.
This is my first week.
Being able to work
a minute.
Okay. All right, now. What, like, when you're out and about and you're seeing other people, meeting other artists, sitting down with radio people, bloggers, vloggers, just people that are actually moving and shaking the culture, how does that change your perspective or reinforce your perspective when it comes to understanding is this the business you need to be in?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, a lot of times when people get out and see the world, their perspectives change. It's like you get to see it from a different lens. Like, what is it like being able to see the world for you?
It's real different, you know. Like, I mean, I've been traveling a lot for years, you know, doing this. But like, the more I start to, like, leave the negativity out of my life and start to focus on me and only me. And if something pisses me off, I still maintain focus. You know, the more and more I do that, you know, I start to realize that there was a lot of shit that I did not realize, such as like the connections I could build, how I would mess opportunities up a little bit by not going certain places and et cetera. Like, it really did open my eyes. You know, it's nice to get the hell out of the city. You know what I mean? Like, I could be driving down the road and boom, done. You feel me? Done.
Right, right.
It's just like that. It's like that. You know, it already happened to me. You know what I mean? So I'm on guard, you know, vest on, all that, bro. Like, it's really nice to get out of the city because I ain't got to wear my vest or nothing. So I like that.
All right, now you mentioned being on parole at one point in time. All right, so how did being locked up, how did that refocus you on achieving your goals once you got out?
The motivation in there was wild. You know, all I did in there was rap and, like, do music with a couple of niggas. And so it really made me stay focused, like they was, like, having older folks in there that had more knowledge than me, you know what I mean? Like, really, like, opened my eyes, like, bro, you got it. Just do it and don't look back. So when I got out, I just did it. And I ain't looked back ever since. And I'm not looking back. There ain't no looking back. All
right, man. What is that feeling like walking, being on Broadway in New York, being in the ATL, looking up in that sky and seeing your face on a billboard?
Oh, man, it's a wonderful feeling, you know. It's a wonderful feeling, you know. It makes me happy because it makes my family happy, you know what I mean? They know I'm out here doing something with myself instead of, like, doing what I was doing, you know. So it excites me. It don't excite me more than, like, the views I be getting, though. You know what I mean? But it's hype. It's hype. I was more hype when I hit that million views on that video. So that's why I was hype. But other than that, like, it is real exciting, you know. It's something different.
All right, let's talk a little bit about your influences. Like, who are some of the people that influence you to be the best artist possible?
My grandma, my son, my grandpa, my mom, and that's about it. And, like, artist-wise, like, J. Cole and them. You know, I look up to J. Cole's music a lot. I love Nipsey Hussle's music, Nas. You know, I listen to Pac every here and there. But yeah, basically my grandma and my son.
Okay, no doubt. Definitely. Being able to look back and make your family proud of you and them being able to understand your journey, man, that should be the battery in every man's back, especially when you're a parent.
Yeah, that's definitely the battery pack. That's the ultimate battery pack. You know, you gotta become one with yourself before you start to even think about anything else. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that's, like, a lot of artists' problems is they don't become one with their self, or they haven't found their self yet, and they just want, but they don't know how to put in the work. You know what I mean? Like, I run into a lot of artists that be like, Mar, can you help me with this and that and this and that, but never have no, like, type of budget or no type of idea of how they want to approach a project or market it. You know, that's not how you go about this type of situation. You know, like, you gotta have a budget, you gotta have a marketing plan and et cetera, and you gotta become one with yourself, because if you're not one with yourself, then who the hell wants to work with you? You know what I mean? You don't even know yourself. You gotta know yourself before you work with other people. And then on top of that, you gotta put your family first, you know? A lot of people be like discrediting their family. That shit come back like karma, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt. Now, with that being said, like, as an independent artist, are you open to work with other independent artists?
Yeah, I'm always open to work with anyone, honestly, as long as they have a goal. You know, as long as they have a goal and a movement, then I'm going to work with them. I'm not going to work with an individual that has nothing. You know what I mean? Because how can I benefit my career off of that? You know, this is all about benefiting, like, and trying to branch out through my fan base as I'm trying to branch out through your fan base. You know what I mean? Nobody want to work with an individual that ain't got none of that. You know, that's one thing that I live by. It's like, you got to, like, have some type of fan base for me to work with you, yo. Because I got a fan base, so you're benefiting off of me. I got to somehow benefit off you, too.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely. One hand washes the other.
Yeah, yep.
All right, now, you mentioned at one point in time you were an athlete. Are you a Steelers fan?
Oh, yeah. They did terrible, though. Oh, my God.
Hey, man, y'all started out okay last
God.
Year.
Hey, that was crazy, though,
okay,
bro. They was doing so good. The next thing you know, boom.
Yeah. The bottom fell completely out.
Yeah. Oh, my. Man, I was so disappointed, man. Shit. I ain't watching another Steeler game after that shit start falling apart.
Hey, man, you mentioned some very key things about being one with yourself, having a budget, just some jewels for independent artists. The one thing I got to ask at this point in your career, because being an independent artist is very, very tough, and also you have to be on the lookout for people who don't have your best interest at hand, especially when it comes to investing in yourself and people telling you what they can and can't do for you. At this point, as an independent artist, what do you feel like the most valuable lesson you've learned that you can pass on to other artists who might be watching what you're doing?
So basically, like, the most things that I have learned as an independent artist, like, growing up, is, like, there's a lot of individuals out here that will sell you hype. You know, there's individuals that will sell you hype to hype your head up when, in fact, they're trying to go the same route that they went before and failed. So which means the route that they're trying to put you in is most likely to fail as well. So you cannot fall into the hype. You cannot believe everything or anybody that tries to hype your head, you know, because I've been in situations like that. But of course, like, I dodged them type of situations, though, you know, I seen through it. But there was actually one time when I didn't see through it, and I was like, you know, I got messed over. But it was basically like I invested with some niggas, and the investment didn't fall through, so I just lost a lot of bread, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. I can dig it. All right, man, let's talk a little bit about this record that's Catching Five Butterflies. Tell me a little bit about it.
All right, so Butterflies is basically about an individual that meets another individual, and later on down the road, like, they remember their face but don't really remember it exactly. So it's like, you ever see the movie Butterflies Effect? It's like coming back and back and back and back,
yes,
and back, you know, and then eventually everything came together as one. So Butterflies is just basically about two individuals that seen each other and reminisced on, like, meeting each other again. Like, it just came together. It's real different, you know. I actually, when I was in the studio, I freestyled that hook, and then everything came together perfectly. We just shot the music video down there with Pablo in Atlanta, and that was amazing. I can't wait to drop that. And my goal for that video is to hopefully reach 1.5 to 2 mil to at least a million or above a million in a week. Because if you do that, you know what I mean, then you start trending. And then once you start trending on YouTube, like, I've really got this YouTube thing down pat right now. Like, so once you start trending on there, then they start picking up on it, and then it just starts taking off. Like, you ain't even got to put no more promotion behind it. It just starts taking off fast as hell. So that's the goal. That's the goal with that video, and I really think that it's going to happen. I'm manifesting everything. I really think it's going to happen. All right. If I say it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
All right, man. Definitely the actual power in words and positive reinforcement. Who actually produced the track?
And his name is Cali or Coors, something like that. I don't know his name off the top. You know, I don't really have a conversation with him like that. I just bought the beat.
All right. Now, before I have you introduce the record to the world, my last question for you is, how has the World Wide Web and social media affected how you as an artist can promote your music throughout the entire world, more so than getting in your car, going back to the days of pressing up those CDs?
Man. You can do anything just from sitting down on your laptop or your cell phone. Like, it for real changed a lot. You know, I got a technique. My technique is real raw, you know, like, especially, like, I use Facebook to push my music, like, from deleting, like, I'll add, like, you know, this is for anybody that's listening to, you know, this is a little free game right here. I'll go add 5,000 people. Because that's the max you can add. I'll go invite them. Like, I'll have, like, a conversation or send them my video. Each person, though. Every time I add them, I send them my video, have a conversation. Like, you know what I mean? Let them get to know me. And then after I do all that, you know, I build them all up. And, you know, they liking my shit. I go on my music page and I invite them all to that. So they all remember. So when I post on my story, because I barely post on my page, I post on my story. Then they can just go and find me and whatnot and find all the new tracks. So I do that, and then I'll delete them all on Facebook because they're already on my music page now. I delete them all, and I'll go re-add 5,000 more people and do the same thing nonstop. And then Instagram, I'll do that too. I'll just hop in individuals' inboxes, DMs, and chop it up with them, you know what I mean, if I see they got something going on. And then YouTube. I just got YouTube down pat right now, so that's easy. YouTube's easy, and now that I get paid on it, it's dope. So that's even more dope. So YouTube real easy though.
So, and a lot of people don't understand this, but from the perspective of an artist, would you say social media is like a full-time job?
Hell yeah. There's times I don't even get no sleep. You know, like, I be stuck to it. It's insane, like, how addicted I got to it, you know? That's all I do is be on my phone, on social media, on everything, like, everything. Like, I'm on everything. I be from Google to the Facebook to the Instagram to the TikTok things, like, all that now. Like, it's insane. It's an addiction. Ain't that some wild shit? How they got you addicted to this shit now?
Yeah, but you know what makes it more addictive? Once you see that you can make a check.
Yeah. Hey, you ain't lying.
Once you see lying. That you can actually make money, then it becomes even worth it. Like, at times, a lot of people who ain't making no money who are just looking, being nosy, I often ask myself, like, what the hell? But once you receive one penny and realize that you can determine and dictate how much you bring home and how much you make, yes, it's addicting and it's worth it.
Yup. And that's what I be doing. Like, everybody be seeing how my video is doing. They be like, yo, can you promote my videos, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, I charge $500. To $1,000, but I'll also work with somebody's budget. Like, they come at me with $250, $150, you know what I mean? Like, I still get their shit booming. And then I'll send them their results, and they'll just be like, so I make a lot of money off of social media, too. So I think that's why I'll be on it. So you're correct about that. Once you start making money, it makes you, it gets you more addicted. Like, you're definitely correct on that, because I'm 100% addicted to that. I'll be making money off that.
Look, man, I always call it the internet streets, man. It's like them streets. It's like, hey, man, it's just like being in them streets. Once you realize how the more you in them streets, the more money you can make, the more you out there. The more you on these internet streets, you realize the more money you can make, the more you on there. All right, man, so look, we finna get up out of here. Before we do, let the people know how to find you on the World Wide Web.
Hey, what's good? It's your boy, Fact Marlo. You can find me at www.factmarlo.com. Everything's on there.
All right, my G. First of all, it was an honor and a pleasure to talk to you. Introduce your record to the world.
What's good? It's your boy, Fact Marlo, on Riding Dirty Brady. We about to play that Butterfly. Let's go.
Appreciate it, my G.
Yes, sir.
Cormel, these niggas sound crazy.
Butterfly, she say I'm different from other guys. Come and try, love is kinda like suicide. Live and learn, I learn to live, she was concerned. Life short, too short, I wanna learn to love.
She see my face, she got butterflies. Says I'm different from them other guys. I'm the same, she thinks otherwise. Told her hop and come on. She see my face, she got butterflies. Says I'm different from them other guys.
Thinking, having thoughts about back in the day when I was broke, had nothing, not even a chain. Things change, now these labels, they mention my name. Get some fame, now these hoes, it's all in my lane. Insane how I wake up from living a dream. Dream, nowadays I'm living a dream. Did a show last night, it was epic as shit. Brought some fans on the stage, had them feeling amazed. One memory short, it was you on the stage. Over delusion, it's confusion, I'm mentally tripping. Until I seen you in the city and mentally listen. Life short, jump in, let's see if she listens.
She see my face, she got butterflies. Says I'm different from them other guys. I'm the same, she thinks otherwise. Told her hop and come on. She see my face, she got butterflies.